Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A week from tomorrow, voters in the 3rd Suffolk District go to the polls to narrow the field of contenders for state representative. They'll be filling the seat of former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMacy. DeMacy resigned in January after holding the seat since the late 1970s. DeMacy is from the North End, but the district also covers the South End, Chinatown, the downtown waterfront, and parts of Roxbury. As WBUR's Adam Ragusier reports, the candidates to succeed DeMacy are overturning traditional notions of Boston's political demography.
The 3rd Suffolk District has been represented by a white Italian man from the North End since 1949, the latter half of that time by Sal DeMacy. The district has changed a lot since men with names like Berlondi, Capraro, and Langone held the seat. Among other things, the borders have shifted to include Beacon Hill, Chinatown, the Financial District, and the South End. At least one of the four candidates in this month's Democratic primary has a name that sounds right at home in the old neighborhood. It's Passoni. No, not another Italian guy from the North End. She's Susan Passoni, president of the Ellis South End Neighborhood Association.
I'm a person who I think is a very qualified candidate because I have 20 years' experience in finance. I work as a research analyst and analyze companies and their financials, and I think that's a skill set we really need in the State House right now.
How do you think that the needs and the interests of the South End where you live maybe contrast or what they have in common with the neighborhood we're in right now, the North End?
You know, I think this is a great district. It's incredibly diverse, not only ethnically, but socioeconomically. You know, in the South End, you have some of the highest concentration of affordable housing in all of Boston. But yet, in the district, you have some of the most expensive luxury condominiums.
Finding ways to rein in those housing costs is a top priority for Passoni, who says she wants to see more middle-class families settling in the urban core. It's a platform that's won her a lot of support in the South End, where she's made two unsuccessful yet strong runs for city council. And the name Passoni does open doors in the North End. She takes me to Johnny and Gino's hairstyling on Hanover Street. It's an old world place where Mayor Menino gets his hair cut by this man.
I'm the one with the Johnny shoes, camarada, and the not that. See, I'm a Christian and all that, and I believe I'm against abortion and I'm against gay. I'm against, I got a right to be part of the world, you know what I mean?
Susan Passoni's progressive politics may play in most of the district, but not in this room. Neither did Sal DeMacy's, for that matter. But what really seems to rile Johnny's shoes is that Passoni just ain't from around here.
I've never seen you in my life. You never walked. You never
but I've never seen you in the South End.
You never bought a cannoli at Mike's. You never walked up and down the street.
I don't buy my cannolis at Mike. I buy them at Modern Pastry.
You never did nothing.
You going to let him say that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to let him say
that.
Cause
I like the girl. You understand that? Very good. But she ain't going to do nothing for the North End. She's in the South End.
You think that? You think that?
You get a guy from Chinatown runs and gets elected, he'll take care of Chinatown. Aaron, what do you think he's going to cater to? South End? Chinatown? He'll say, yeah. Forget about it. He's from the North End.
When he says Aaron, Johnny Shoes is talking about one of Passoni's competitors. He's a true North End son of Italy by the name of Aaron Michaelwitz.
You grew up around here?
Yes, I did. Don't let the last name fool you. I did grow up in the North End.
All right, well, you brought up your name, not me. So I can ask you, you know, Langone, Orlandi, DeMacy, Michaelwitz.
It is different, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know, first we got to get there and win.
Michaelwitz's name reflects the Jewish heritage on his father's side, and he'll gladly refer you to old photographs of the Hebrew signs that once hung above Salem Street, where his campaign headquarters now sits amid Italian bakeries and butcher shops.
You know, while maybe the demographics have changed, the strength of the North End was always in its people and the close proximity that everyone has with each other, living so close to each other. You have to be involved in your community just by living here. You really have no choice.
It's the tight buildings, not the bloodlines, that have forged this 30-year-old candidate's sense of familia around here. It certainly isn't the neighborhood's waning Roman Catholic social conservatism. Michaelwitz is running in part on a staunchly pro-choice, pro-gay rights platform, a trail blazed by his old boss, the former speaker. Michaelwitz worked as DeMacy's constituent services director during the pitched gay marriage battles on Beacon Hill. So we have a North End guy named Michalowicz, a South End woman named Passoni, and there are even more unorthodox candidates to come. Here's Lucy Rivera as she presents herself in her campaign web video.
And I am a board member of the Massachusetts Association of Hispanic Attorneys. I represent the diversity and inclusiveness of Boston.
A native of Mexico City, Rivera doesn't live in one of Boston's historically Hispanic enclaves. Rather, she makes her home on stately Brahmin Beacon Hill. Plus, the copy on her website displays in English, Spanish, and Mandarin. When asked if her status as a non-Italian-American male from the North End might hurt her chances, Rivera says the possibility never even entered her mind.
Boston is diverse, and the residents now are prepared, and they're ready for it. And this is just the way the country and the city and Boston is changing.
A fourth Democrat is in this race, too. Brian Ross is a business development official in the Patrick administration. He's legally precluded from raising money directly, thus his candidacy has flown a bit below the radar. Most observers expect this month's primary to come down between Passoni and Michalowicz. The victor will go on to face openly gay independent candidate John Keith in June, as well as Republican David Trumbull, the latter candidate representing perhaps the most marginal minority of all in the 3rd Suffolk. While the political face of the North End and the rest of Boston may be changing, its orientation remains where Sal DeMacy helped tilt it, to the left. For WBUR, I'm Adam Ragusea.